just scrape through. You know, we're hanging on there, albeit against 10 men, which is obviously, you know, something to work on. But look, you know, everyone knew that it wouldn't be easy against Coghill. Of course, it could have gone the other way, had they equalised, you know, in the last couple of minutes there, extra time, etc. But look, we got through it, and, you know, that's probably the most important thing, Dermot.
Yeah, there was loads of talking points in that game tonight, Ollie. The goals, 2-0 up at half-time, they got themselves back into the contest. Then that sending off, and you just went 3-1 up, so there's plenty of entertainment there, if nothing else.
Yeah, come here, it's a difficult game, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, like you have Avondale that took Waterford to extra time there tonight, another serious intermediate side, the same as Coghill. You know, we aren't at a standard at the moment where we can dismiss any intermediate side, certainly not Coghill. And, you know, we went out with the attitude. You know, I would know them as well as anyone there in Coghill. I know what they can bring to the table. And our attitude, I thought at the start, was very good, that everyone went out realising that they're going to be in a battle. But my disappointing part is maybe, you know, the amount of set pieces we gave away, we need to see out the field, and, you know, the delivery after delivery from Gerry Gill causes, you know, no end of problems. And that's really where my disappointment is with it, that we weren't cute enough to see out the game. Well, I suppose we did in the end up, but we made it very difficult, and all credit to Coghill. You know, they're never going to give up, and never ever will, to their credit, to have that, you know, a great bit of spirit. And look, come here, we're delighted to get through against a serious side in Coghill.
Yeah, you did say they would provide you with plenty of problems tonight, Ollie, and you made only four changes from the team that played against Waterford the other night as well. A couple of players rested probably because of injury.
Yeah, we had a number that had to pull out there tonight. Kevin McHugh is struggling, Damien McNulty is struggling. We tried to give everyone a run out, you know, between the two games. I think we've succeeded in that, bar Sean Patton, who's carrying a knock anyway. So that type of way, yeah, you know, we got people time on the pitch. But look, come here, you know, it didn't make any difference what team we put out there. It's always going to be a struggle and a great battle with Coghill, and so it showed tonight. Like,
right, nice to get through to the next round, though.
Yeah, great to get through. You know what I mean? Look, you know, there was no one going to win that game 3 or 4-0, Coghill or ourselves. There was going to be whatever a goal in it, as it showed. Just as I said, disappointing with the way we made it very hard for ourselves, with the set piece after set piece getting away needlessly, and we nearly paid the price. But thankfully, we got away with it.
So the rest of the week now, Ollie, it's a game on Sunday, which is not something that we're used to over here. But will you train now, Wednesday or Thursday?
We'll get them together. We do a gym session on Tuesday. We'll get together at a field session on Thursday and Saturday. And we'll carry that into Shamrock Rovers on Sunday. So, you know, we move on from today's, you know, as soon as we finished with Waterford, we moved on to Coghill. You know, already I've moved on to Shamrock Rovers, and that'll be a huge task up in Tallaght. So, you know,
they wouldn't be among the favourites for the league, would they? Or how would you?
Well, it depends. Shamrock Rovers, you know, I had a match down in Cove last weekend. They should have won the game. They'll add three of the senior side squad this weekend that weren't there. I mean, the senior team are playing Derry, as you know, on Sunday, so they didn't use them on Saturday night, but they'll have played on the Friday night. That is the senior team. So I presume they'll use three or four of the subs to go out and play. So you can imagine what quality they'll bring to the table up in Tala with an already very talented young side that they have. Yeah. So, do you know, we know that there's no one in there under any illusions. We know how difficult every game is going to be, including tonight. Yeah. So, look, you know, we'll prepare, and, you know, we'll sit down and prepare for Shamrock Rovers from here on.
Probably too early yet to know who you have available, Ollie.
I don't know what the story with Kevin and Damien will be. We took one or two knocks there tonight, but I think they'll be okay. But, look, we'll see what happens. You know, we have a small panel. You know, all of them have got game time even in two games, and while we can add a couple of the 19 side to it, which we will, it's still a tight panel. And you know, I think that type of way, if we can run or look with injuries and lack of suspensions, you know, it might work out. But if that happens the other way, you know, we could struggle. But so be it. You know, we'll see what each game brings. Like.